We're excited to kick off this season again with Midwestern Seminary back as our flagship sponsor for the spring. Located in Kansas City, Missouri, Midwestern Seminary exists for the church by biblically educating God-called men and women to be and make disciples of Jesus Christ. Midwestern's For the Church vision permeates everything they do, from classroom experience, faculty membership, and includes their new 100% tuition scholarship for first-year residential master students through their For the Church cohorts. It's unbelievable. You have to go check this out. Even if you're unable to relocate to campus, Midwestern Seminary offers flexible and fully online undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral degrees through their global campus, which is designed to allow you to stay rooted in your current ministry context. If you're ready to begin your theological education, whether to move forward in your vocation, to be a more faithful leader in the life of your church, to be a more active and engaged disciple maker in your local context, I could not more heartily encourage you to apply to Midwestern Seminary for free with the code KNOWINGFAITH. You can apply to Midwestern Seminary for free with code KNOWINGFAITH at mbts.edu/apply. Go check out all that God is doing at Midwestern Seminary this year. Welcome to After the Fact, a Knowing Faith mini-episode where we look to take a big question and address it in just a few minutes. Our After the Fact episodes this season are brought to you by our season sponsor, Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. I love Midwestern's motto, For the Church. That resonates so deeply with the goal of Knowing Faith, which is to see a theological movement that is both from and for the church. And joining us today is Dr. Matthew Barrett. Dr. Barrett serves as professor of Christian theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He is also the founder and editor-in-chief of Credo Magazine. He's currently writing a systematic theology as well as a doctrine of God for Baker Academic. He is the author of Simply Trinity, which is also published through Baker, which won the Christianity Today Book of the Year Award in theology. He is also the author of The Reformation as Renewal, None Greater, God's Word Alone, and Canon, Covenant, and Christology, published through Baker, Zondervan, IVP, here, there, and everywhere, is Dr. Barrett. Welcome to After the Fact. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be on again.
I know. And the day after the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it just feels right, huh?
It's just incredible. Three Super Bowls, two back-to-back now, after just a pitiful year. What can they not do?
You know what? I'm talking to four Midwestern professors this week, and I just feel like all of you guys are glowing. So way to go. Way to go, Kansas City.
Yeah, I've got my Chiefs tie on. I'm about to go to class and teach theology. So okay. I'm ready.
Man, a good day. Well, hey, here is our question for you today. Is systematic theology necessary for discipleship? You're writing a systematic theology textbook right now, you're in it, you're thinking through it. So if an average Christian just came up to you and said, okay, I want to be a disciple of Jesus, do I really need systematic theology to be a disciple of Jesus? What do you say?
Absolutely. I mean, the simple answer is, if you really want to know Jesus, well, that is simply what we call Christology. And so systematic theology is so necessary, because without it, you can't know who Jesus is. I think sometimes, maybe with good intentions, we want to get to all the benefits that Jesus gives to us, and that's very good. But the ultimate benefit is actually having Christ himself, or as Scripture puts it, being united to Christ. That's the greatest benefit of all. And so if that's going to happen, well, we have to know who Jesus is to begin with. Yeah. One way to think about this, I know sometimes in the church, this is a big temptation. We can think of doctrine, especially, or maybe a confession of faith, as something we check off at the door to membership, and then we move on to the good stuff, right? Serving one another or discipleship in the church. But I would just encourage our listeners, don't buy into that. In fact, if you see a church doing that, I would look for a church that actually has a much healthier biblical understanding of the connection between discipleship and theology. What does that look like? Well, it's not just a checkbox to get into the church. Actually, theology is the means by which you grow in your knowledge of God, as Paul said, but it's also the end itself. Theology is just a theological way of us saying God. And so what is the goal of the Christian life? Why are you even a Christian to begin with? Well, move everything aside, because at the very core of what we're about, the very finish line of where we're going as a Christian, well, who is there other than God himself? We often talk about eternal life, but eternal life just is God himself. So to remove theology from the equation, well, that would rob discipleship not only of its business in the church, but it would rob discipleship of its very goal and finish line, to put it that way. The other thing I'll say is this. I love what John says in 1 John 3. He says, you are to, I mean, this is so incredible, isn't it? I mean, who does this? He says, you are to lay down your lives for one another. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate display of discipleship, right? How do we serve as Jesus served? He says, you're to lay down your lives for your brothers. But then he says, how do you know how to do this? Because this is clearly love. So how do you know what this looks like? And he says, well, we know because Christ laid down his life for us. Well, that's John's way of describing what we in theology call the atonement. So here's a beautiful passage at the end of 1 John, this is chapter 3, in which we see quite vividly that, well, there's no possible way for me to disciple another person or for me to actually display what discipleship is all about, the ultimate cause, which is to love my brother in Christ, even lay down my life for them, if I have not been filled with the love of Christ myself, ultimately from the one who laid down his life for us. So when I think of theology and discipleship, I would go to 1 John. I think there you see the two wedded together. They're never meant to be divorced from one another. Theology is first and foremost, yes, theoretical. It's meant to engage your mind with the knowledge of God. But of course, it must bear that fruit of what we call practical, so that your mind, as Paul says, is renewed in the end.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you are made alive by the Spirit, so you are ascending to God himself to one day be united to him and enjoy all the benefits he has purchased for us in Christ. So theology is not just the beginning, it's not just the means, but theology ultimately is the goal. It's where we are going.
I love that. And that's such a great connection. I want to ask you, if somebody's listening to this and either themselves or somebody they know are thinking, you know what, I really do want to learn and kind of grow in my ability to think theologically about God's world and God's story and my place in it. But I'm intimidated because when I see the systematic theology textbooks, and this isn't an indictment on systematic theology textbooks, and certainly not one on your forthcoming one, they are big.
Yes.
These works are big. These are big old books, Dr. Barrett. So how would you encourage somebody who's going, listen, I do want to learn to think theologically about everything. I am reading my Bible, so presume that. What would be the next thing that you'd point them to? Hey, this would be one more step forward from moving from reading your Bible accurately, attending worship with God's people. They're doing that. They're in Christian discipleship. What would be their next step?
Well, I think I have to mention Athanasius. He wrote a little book. I don't even think it's 70 pages long, and it's called On the Incarnation. You can get it. It's in this popular patristic series. Get the one that has the introduction by C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis gives you his case and just a couple pages for why theology means everything for discipleship. And then he sets you loose to join arms with one of the greatest theologians ever, Athanasius, to contemplate, right? Because that's what theology is really about, contemplating God. You think of David and Psalm 27. He wants to behold the beauty of the Lord forever. That's what he wants more than anything. Well, Athanasius does exactly that, and he takes you right to Christ and says, let's behold the beauty of Christ together. So I would point listeners there. If you finished that little book by Athanasius and you are thinking, I want to go further, I'm ready for a second step, I would recommend a second book. Probably, I imagine people probably haven't heard of this person before, but it's one of the most famous books in all of history. It's called The Consolation of Philosophy. Now, don't be intimidated by that title. It's written by Boethius. And Boethius is one of the great Christian thinkers. And what he does is he wants you to understand how to acquire true happiness, which this is, I find with Christians, this is what they want most out of discipleship. But rather than taking you to all the worldly things, he takes you to the wheel of fortune first and shows you how vain this is. And then he takes you to the source of happiness, which is God himself, and shows you why God in particular, why God is where your happiness is to be found. So Athanasius, Boethius, I think if you have those two hand in hand, you're going to be quite inspired to really chew on what they say and go deeper in your, not just relationships with other brothers and sisters, but your relationship with God himself.
Those are great recommendations. Dr. Barrett, thank you for joining us on After the Fact again.
Always great to be with you.
After the Fact is brought to you by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Are you ready to take your next step in theological training? Consider Midwestern Seminary and how their For the Church vision can equip you through formal theological education. You can learn more about how to get started at mbts.edu. That's mbts.edu. Did this episode spark an interest to learn more about Jesus, the Bible, or theology? You can receive free theological training through Midwestern Seminary's For the Church Institute, which offers courses in Old and New Testament, Christian theology, and more, including the newly released course on missional leadership. Again, this is free theological training that you can use for your own equipping, for the equipping of those in your church, and it is available for groups or on your own. You can learn more and get started today at ftcinstitute.com. Again, that's ftcinstitute.com for theological training courses, free theological training courses today. Go check it out.